is the plant of faith, the land of soul, and we will build a very own. A way to start, a way to grow, a very
Hi, I'm Father Roderick from the StarQuest Production Network at sqpn.com, and you're listening to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Sunny.
And Sandy.
From sunny San Diego, California.
And we are the hosts of the Podcatcher Podcast.
Podcatcher is a free weekly audio show all about geocaching.
We cover caching news,
tips and tricks, and tools of the trade.
We also have interviews, fun contests, and caching stories from around the world.
We chat about caching goodness
and just have a whole lot of fun.
Come and join the international geocaching community at podcatcher.com.
Stay safe and keep on caching.
We're fast approaching the 8th anniversary of the original Stash and the first live Cachers of the Roundtable. We invite you to join us May 3rd as we talk about what caching is to us.
We'll be recording through the talk show service at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, that's midnight GMT, or May 4th at 10 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. Sign on to TalkShoe at TalkShoe.com or call in at 724-444-7444 and select TalkCast ID 7525 to listen and participate in the show.
Even if you can't join us, we'd love to hear what caching means to you. Just call our voicemail line at 206-333-1206 and we'll use it on the show.
As always, visit the Cachers Roundtable website for more information at cachersroundtable.com.
Thanks, guys. Welcome to the 6th episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast, coming to you from the Steel City on the shores of Lake Ontario. Hi, I'm Jerbear, and I'll be your host for this podcast, all about geocaching and travel in and around the province of Ontario. In this show, Amherstburg, an audio tour and interviews with Daryl W. Four of the Cachemaniacs podcast at the Amherstburg Worldwide Flash Mob event. Item number 2, upcoming geocaching events, a listing of upcoming events in the province of Ontario. Item number 3, it's all about the numbers. Current numbers from geocaching.com, as well as countdowns from Facebook. Item number 1, Ontario, years to discover. I recently had the opportunity to attend two events held on the 6th of April in the Amherstburg area, which is about 185 miles, or 297 kilometers, southwest of home. These events were the Amherstburg Flash Mob event, GC19204, and the Team Egg Spring Meet and Greet. These events were held on the shores of the Detroit River in the town of Amherstburg. And this is across from Bob Lowe Island. We'll be discovering Bob Lowe Island, or Bois Blanc Island, in episode number 7. For this segment of the show, here's an overview of historic Amherstburg. Amherstburg, Ontario, and this is from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Amherstburg had a population in 2006 of 21,748 people. It's a town near the mouth of the Detroit River in Essex County, Ontario. It's approximately 25 kilometers or 15 miles south of Detroit. Yep, you heard that right, south of Detroit. The town is across the river from the United States and was permanently established as a British military fort in 1796. During the days of the Underground Railroad, the town was often the point at which freed slaves entered Canada. Amherstburg is home to several tourist attractions, including Fort Malden and the North American Black Historical Museum. Amherstburg is a town which takes pride in its history, and on the first weekend of every August, they hold a heritage festival comprised of activities at several locations around town. At Fort Malden, for example, they hold a military timeline event where reenactors depicting eras ranging from the Roman Empire to the Second World War established camp and performed battle demonstrations. As I mentioned earlier, I was in Amherstburg for the Worldwide Flash Mob event. And here's how Flash Mob events work. This one was hosted by the Team Egg, and it was held on Sunday, the 6th of April, 2008. And you've heard of mega events? Well, this is quite the opposite in a variety of ways. A flash mob is a large group of people who gather at a location, perform some brief action, then quickly disperse. Rain, snow, or shine, these events take place. These events last approximately 15 minutes. The Amherstburg event began at precisely 12 noon on Sunday the 6th of April in the King's Navy Yard Park in Amherstburg. At exactly 12 noon, as determined by the GPS clock, a flag and container were placed at the coordinates given. As we arrived, a volunteer from the Team Egg handed us a log sheet to sign. We then put the completed sheet into the container, which was an ammo can. Only people who attended the event and had their names on a log sheet in the box were able to log this as an event. The log sheets later became the logbook for the event. Anyone else claiming the event would have their log entry deleted. Here's the itinerary. 11:45 to 11:59, we arrived in the general area and hung around looking like muggles, enjoying the park and river view, but most importantly, staying away from ground zero. I've got a little bit of audio I took just prior to this event, and you can listen to that now.
Well, I'm here in Amherstburg. I'm here for the Amherstburg Flash Mob event on Sunday, 6th of April, 2008. I just drove down from Oakville. It took me about 3.5 hours to get here. And we're just kind of like trying to look like muggles. I'm near the ground zero. It's about 20 after 11 now. So we're just waiting for the event to kick off at noon. Everyone's looking kind of surreptitious, if we can put it that way. So what we're trying to do is just trying to blend in here. So I'm in front of the St. Clair River. It's a beautiful day. It's nice and sunny. Very little boat traffic on the water. And people are drifting towards ground zero for the Amherstburg Flash Mob.
The event location was in the King's Navy Yard Park. Just downriver from the park was a ferry boat which takes vehicles from Boblo Island to Amherstburg. Here's a little bit of audio from that. what you're hearing is the footsteps of a jerbear walking towards the WWFM in Annisburg. Hear the seagulls crying or laughing, whatever they do. So just walking kind of towards ground zero here, and find a spot close to ground zero so that when the magic minute arrives, it can go towards the flag and bucket. There's a couple of fishermen at the pier here, looking thoroughly bored. I don't get it. I guess that's a sport as well. They're sitting there, just gazing out onto the water, waiting for something to happen to their fishing lines. Ooh, bigger crowd. I'm moving from, let's see, this would be west to east on the walkway in the park. And a lot more people have gathered in anticipation of the event. I don't wander over, see if I can find Daryl W4 someplace. He's probably podcasting as well.
Well, I met up with Daryl W4 and Team Legend 4 near Ground Zero. And funnily enough, there was a cache nearby, so we were looking for the cache. We located it, and we're just waiting for the zero hour, 12 noon.
I'll tell you right now, for me it was in this group. You were leading me over there, but it was in this group.
Got it.
Alright,
thank you.
When I was here, and that was months ago.
Oh, I haven't found it yet. Move, too. Oh.
I haven't found it yet, either.
Up or down?
Did they say it said 4 centimeters from the ground.
What's that in there?
Yeah, about 2 inches.
I should know centimeters. I'm Canadian.
Hey, man, it's still here because it's
Oh, good dad.
Huckle buckle? Sort of?
No. You were just about it.
Man, I don't know. We have not had good luck today at all.
No.
How many? Oh, there it is. How many have you tried?
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Three and final five.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't find it. I found it in somebody's hand.
I was going to say, you didn't find it?
What's your name, anyway?
We're too lame to hear.
Bill, Team Legend 4.
I'm Chris, Team Legend 4.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. That's Crystal on the bench there.
Okay.
She's our other part.
What's the GC number on this one?
14 KPP.
All right, Bill, I'm not cool. Working a second cover on this thing. I can't see squat.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of those.
I guess I got the anti-glare one on mine.
Yeah. Well, the anti-glare ones can actually just turn into a fog, though.
Yeah, we don't have glare. So it's a good one. It's not the sun, but the sun I can't see.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, so I think the gazebo is going to be our
I'm thinking.
Ground zero.
We're talking to you to see if we can bribe you for support. We promise we'll let you be FDF.
What's that?
Nobody still logged that one, 2 dogs apart.
Oh, no, I checked that.
Yep, there's food.
Yep.
And beverages.
I'm here in 1 minute. Okay, we'll see what the sign says, huh?
Yeah. Let's check out the cannon.
Is that it?
That's it. Yep, here we go.
Let's flash mob. Oh, you got a flag, too.
Woo-hoo.
I am. We have a locker.
Then we'll pull over.
Okay.
Everybody got get? Everybody get one?
Yeah.
Daryl, looking for?
Rusty.
Okay.
Good Rusty.
Okay.
Thank you. Here's your log sheet. Count them in.
Sure. Sure.
Seven. What's the number of people you get on that?
Oh, ho, name tags and everything. So, how many have you been to?
This is now my third flash mob event.
Oh, cool. Where are the other ones?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember. The first one was in, I believe, Sylvania, Ohio.
Uh-huh.
The last one was the Worldwide Flash Mob 2 in, I want to say Plymouth, but I think it was Novi, Michigan, but that area.
Oh, cool.
So this is my first foreign flash mob.
Oh, excellent. Foreign country with foreigners.
Yeah, with all these foreigners, eh?
Yeah, eh?
If you want to take a log sheet, drop it at the bottom, move down to name tags, move down to food.
Do you have a log?
Huh?
And we actually have
hot dogs. Oh, excellent.
It's a little bit better food than we get at most of the flash mobs.
What's the usual food?
Usually it's like a Hershey Kiss or some kind of candy bar.
Okay, got to line up. Wow, they're organized here. There's a hot dog.
No, I didn't. Thank you very much.
You drop it in the can once you build it out.
Yeah, I've organized one for May 10th in Oakville. I don't know if you saw it posted.
No, I didn't.
Actually. Yeah, yeah. So I just wanted to come check this out, how they're doing this. I don't think I'm going to have hot dogs.
No.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Oh, is that right? The other ones are larger?
Yeah. And this one's so far worked better than any of the others.
Does everybody have name tags?
Yep.
I'm being attacked by the Canadian flag.
Dogs and all, look at that. That's cool.
Is everybody that needs one log sheet?
And it's kind of a really nice little secluded venue, too.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Well, there's plenty of room for everyone to disperse.
Yeah.
Yeah, inevitably there's always some that don't show.
I log in and I don't show.
Yeah.
What kind of egg are you?
I'm sorry?
What kind of egg are you?
I'm probably over easy. Yeah. Not really very.
Cheers.
Sunny side
up?
A real garbage? Oh, I'm proud of you. You are a good man.
Nice Band-Aid. I like the camel Band-Aid.
Yes, that's what you see me. I was being inconspicuous. I'm glad you caught on.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen you guys before.
Thank you. And water. Wow. You guys are good. Okay,
12:05. I was just saying, this is the best of the flash mobs as far as organization, but it's one of the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm used to a lot.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, if they had a lot of people who didn't show either.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Hello, how are you?
As you heard, a 12-dune flag and container were placed at the coordinates, and they signaled the start of the event. We quickly went to the coordinates, which was near a gazebo in the park, and grabbed the name tag and long sheet. Once completed, the sheet was put into an ammo can. At 12:05, you heard, we had light snack, hot dogs, and some bottled water.
Next is the little bit of audio from the draw for First to Find, as well as the group photo. Once this was done, we basically just had the announcement of 1 minute left to go. The container was sealed, and Team A called out, "Thanks for coming, see you soon." And this was the end of the event. We then quickly left the area in a disorganized manner.
Okay, they're going to do the draw now for the First to Find. First to Find, look at that. Group photo.
Time's running out.
Okay, get to the front.
Now we're gathering for the group photo. My newest best friends.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
what
are you doing? Hey,
wait a minute, we got one more.
Watch what edge you're squeezing.
Oh, three. Yes! Okay,
what time is it,
Keith?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. About
what, what's that?
Oh, okay, disperse. Oh, all right, let's go.
Wow, this is a real good disperse.
Well, hang on.
Circles around me.
Well, as you heard, I was the big winner. I mean, winner of the First to Find, which we later went off to find with Team Legend 4 and Darren W4. We had a team name for this event. It was MIGO plus one, which would have been me. Here's a little bit of audio from the introduction to Team Egg, as well as a quick interview with Lucy in the Sky, one of the Eggers. And this was done in conjunction with Daryl W4.
It was formed a year ago when we were at a Belle Isle event, and we just formed Team Egg because there was five of us caching. So, and they're all here. Those five are all present.
The original
Eggers. Yeah. And Egg stands for Essex Geocaching Group.
How long have you been there?
April 2005.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend from the UK come over and mentioned geocaching. And I like the outdoors, kind of messing around with the computer, and went out on a couple, and thought, wow, this is awesome, and I've been doing it ever since, yeah.
So what made you choose your screen name?
I love the Beatles, Lucy in the Sky, so, and all my caches are named after Beatles tunes, we can work it out, Day Tripper, Across the Universe, and there'll always be Beatles songs, so I've got few others, you know, Long and Winding Road, and as long as it's appropriate, the song is appropriate to cash in, like Day Tripper, we take day trips out for cash in, Across the Universe, where we got the satellites in the sky, you know, so every song has to have something that kind of, you know, reminds me of caching. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Now, when was it that you started caching, and what drew you to it?
April 2005, a friend from the UK came over, who's quite geeky. And he mentioned it, and because he'd never been to Canada before either, I thought, well, this is a good way to get out on the road and go to places that neither of us had been to. And so I did a few caches with him, and then from there I went and got a GPS and carried on my own.
And then how was it that you became part of the Team Egg?
Well, that was Otham's idea at the Belle Isle event last year, because there was about five of us, and we said, okay, well, we'll work out as a team, so we didn't have to all write our individual names in the logbook, but we're just Team Egg, and Egg is Essex Geocaching Group. That's what Egg stands for. So we thought a quicker just to log the finds, and then it's kind of like multiplied from there with people in Essex County joining in, and then you just designate yourself an egg name. Running out of eggs.
So I take it you prefer caching with a group then?
I do. I prefer caching in a group. I think it's more fun, and it's, I know, that's how you meet people, you know, and you have the same interests. Because I'm actually quite shy, so to have something that you can talk about, it makes it easy, doesn't it, to meet people?
Oh, absolutely. It's such a great community, too.
Yeah, I know. And I like to meet, I'm not sucking up here, but I like to meet Americans, because I have a soft spot, so then to be so close on the border, that's prime opportunity.
All right. Do we want to wrap this up and head out for some FPS?
Yes.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Okay,
no problem.
Thank you.
Just before heading out for that first define, Team 8 posted an update on the event. There were 51 people, and logs were signed, name tags donned, hot dogs squirted with ketchup and mustard, and everyone watered. 8 new caches were published for the event, and the timing could not have been better. The event was topped off by Team Mad Dog running over the horizon with less than 1 minute until the logbook was closed. They have a huge thanks to Otham, Logbook Diva, Lucy in the Sky for planning and name tagging, Grey Falcons for speedy hot dog service, Trazboy on ketchup, Bam Bam 32 on mustard, Team McG Kids for water, Tooth Molar for his timekeeping diligence, and the rest of the rompers for all the help. We then headed out to look for the first to find, as well as a few other caches that were posted for this event. Here's a little bit of audio of us approaching the first to find. As you can hear, there was a really neat area to find the first to find. We found that after crossing a small little stream with all the small frogs. It was a really neat area to find the first to find. All in all, it was a great day at the Amherstburg Worldwide Flash event. Next item number 2, upcoming geocaching events. Here's a listing from geocaching.com of upcoming events in my neck of the woods. First, I'd like to mention the 6th annual Cash In, Trash Out events that will be held on April 19th and 20th, 2008. Cash In, Trash Out is an ongoing environmental initiative supported by the worldwide geocaching community. Through geocachers' volunteer efforts, we help preserve the natural beauty of our outdoor resources. You can learn more at www.geocaching.com/CETO. Support the worldwide cleanup effort. Organize a local event. Event planning resources can also be found at that same website, www.geocaching.com/CITO, C-I-T-O. You can volunteer for an already established event, or view the calendar of events to find an event near you. Event number 1 in our area is on the 16th, which is going to be tomorrow, is the monthly gathering for cachers. It's hosted by Team Niagara. The next event in this area, Crew Meet and Eat. And this is going to be held the 17th of April. And this is hosted by Geosite. This is GC19HPR. Event number 3, Shoreline Cleanup. GC18NOM. And this is hosted by Jay Walking on the 19th of April, 2008. Cog Maple Syrup Time is the next event. GC193Q and D is in Delta. And this is going to be held on the 19th of April. And it's hosted by DRMOO, Dr. Moo. The 19th of April brings us the CETO in Brampton, 2008, hosted by Keith Watson. And this is going to be a cash in, trash out event in our area. On the 20th of April is the COG CETO in Ardaw Bluffs. And this is event GC19JX8. Oh, and by the way, for that CETO in Brampton, that's going to be GC19JN2. Coming up in May are the Worldwide Flash Mob 3 events. Sunny and Sandy from the Podcaster Podcast have a link to the bookmark listing of all the WWFM events that are going on throughout the world. Head over to their website, www.podcaster.com
Take a look at the link in show number 160.0, Trimble Outdoor Reviews Show. And there's going to be a listing of all of the Worldwide Flash Mob 3 events. And just to let you know, when I printed this on the 10th of May, there were a total of 108 Worldwide Flash Mob events posted. They're going to be held in 14 different countries: Afghanistan, Australia, Canada, Denmark, England, Germany, Ireland, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, South Korea, Switzerland, and the U.S., where there's going to be 69 WWFMs. All the provinces are going to be represented with the WWFM. Alberta, British Columbia are going to host two, Manitoba two, New Brunswick, Newfoundland and Labrador, Nova Scotia are going to have three, Ontario four, Prince Edward Island, Quebec two, and Saskatchewan two. 38 U.S. states will have flash mob events as well. And finally, item number three. It's all about the numbers. There are 554,190 active caches worldwide. In the last 7 days, there have been 433,211 new logs written by 57,272 account holders. And the source of this information is geocaching.com. And from the pages of Facebook, here are a few countdown timers. Stanley Cup Playoffs Hockey began April 9, 2008. Blame Someone Else Day was held on April 13, 2008. National Cheese on Toast Days, and it's coming up April 17, 2008. And this is followed by National High Five Day, 2008, on April 17th. This brings us to the second to last one, National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, April 20th, 2008. And finally, a big one for geocachers, Earth Day, on April 22nd, 2008. If you've reached a milestone or have any audio in an MP3 format you want me to include in the show, send it to me at ontariogeocaching@gmail.com. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast. You can send feedback, including audio files, to ontariogeocaching@gmail.com. This podcast is fueled by TH and is copyright under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 License Canada. Look me up on Facebook under the name Jerry Prevo, G-E-R-R-Y, Prevo. Take care and keep on caching.
Sergeant, I think it's a bad idea to march today. You know, this is the cold and flu season.
51! 52!
Hello, geocachers. My name's Sir Z-Man, and I'm the host of the Twin Cities Geocaching Podcast. I hope that you're enjoying listening to this podcast. And when you're done, I encourage you to head over to the Twin Cities Geocaching Podcast, located at www.tcgcpc.com. There, you'll find another podcast with geocaching-related content. We cover geocaching news, events, audio taken in the field, and interviews with other cachers, as well as much more. Our lighthearted and family-friendly approach is sure to bring a smile to your face. So again, I encourage you to please check us out. We are at www.tcgcpc.com. And now, back to the show.